I'm capable.
You are very capable.
I'm capable of doing such things. So for some reason, my camera. There's this thing right here. See it? See this black spot behind my hand? I can't figure
No,
out
because
why
I'm
it's
doing
there.
other things. I'm not. Let me back
Oh, because you're a fucking dickhead.
up. Okay,
So you
black spot.
see this black spot right here?
Yeah.
I can't figure out what's causing it. Can't figure it out.
Don't know.
Yeah, I tried to fuck with my light and
I
change
think
shit
you need a
around.
better camera. I think that's what it is.
It could be. You
Seriously,
could
because when I switched over to the iPhone, I had the same kind of issues you were having.
Right.
So,
Well,
and
maybe I'll.
I got better lighting too, but
But you can hook your iPhone up through because you're going through your Mac, right?
you could do it on. Well, yeah, I think you have to have a Mac for that.
Yeah, it's. I don't know how easily
I
it would
think.
work for me.
I'm sure there's ways around everything.
Yeah. So let's get this little ditty on the road there, Steve. You're about to witness the strength of creep knowledge. Good evening. Welcome to the 40 and Slip. This is episode 172. You bug me, kid. Welcome. Steve, you're not excited this week.
Better?
No.
No, I was trying to figure out what the title meant because I have no clue what the show's about
It's
ever.
about stuff.
Oh, bugs, I'm guessing.
Cryptid bugs. Yeah, cryptid bugs, Steve.
Enough.
Strange, creepy bugs.
Right.
That's what we're going with this week. Figured it's a good deviation from the normal bullshit that we talk about. Yeah.
No, it's not a deviation at all. It's kind of the same kind of stuff we talk about all the time.
Well, kind of, but
Yeah.
bugs.
Well, I don't think we've done a cryptid bug yet.
Don't know. I think we have it at one point or another. We've done something. We've done so much, so many topics
Spiders,
over the
maybe?
years.
I don't know.
What?
Did we ever do spider? Maybe we did spiders. Scorpions.
I don't know. We've
I don't
done a
think
lot of
we've
fucking topics.
I
That's
don't
all I
think we've done bugs at all. I
know.
really don't. I don't remember.
I don't know either.
Somebody will tell us. Well, no, because
Yeah,
nobody watches.
nobody fucking listens anymore. Nobody gives a shit. It's going down the tubes again, Steve. I'm telling you, I looked at because Anchor, we were like growing.
Yeah.
So there was a point in time where we were growing on Anchor and the 40 and Slip page, like page, was doing very, very well. And
Yes.
then something happened. I don't know if it was elections, changes in the algorithms during that time, things they did to like pages to bend them over and fuck them in the ass. But
anything involving any sort of conspiracy theory, I think, got hit. And 40N is a conspiracy type thing, odd
right.
and strange, so it's always associated with that. And I'm certain that Facebook and Twitter and all those changed their algorithm to include a lot more stuff. So.
Yeah. I just don't know anymore. I mean, I continue to do it, but the it just doesn't reach the same amount of people that it did literally just a couple of months ago.
Yeah, maybe we should just give up.
Right, I should just fucking hang it
Fuck
up. And now like it's that has relayed over to like show views. So I just don't know anymore. I don't know what the proper course is
you can't
for this whole
appease the
fucking
gods
thing.
of the internet at this point.
Yeah.
There is no appeasing them.
Yeah. So this thing just rides right to fucking zero.
Yep.
Just like those fucking equations I used to have to solve for in calculus. Just riding it right down to nothing. Barely. Because that's what would happen. We'd always have like one hanger on anyway. Still fucking listening to this bag of shit. So how was your week, Steve?
Pretty damn good. It's always
have a good week. I got my license back. That was nice.
That was an awesome week for you. Well, yeah, awesome and not so awesome at the same time. I mean, we discussed that a little bit, but
yeah. Well, I mean, I called the Department of Health and Human Services, which is what it's called here, and I had been asking them for a while now. You know, hey, can I get my license back? Because, you know, I'm paying on my rearage, and I have been. Well, no, you haven't paid enough yet.
So you were following the guidelines.
Yes, correct.
To the letter.
I was not only paying on the regular, I was paying on the rearage as well. And the response was, you haven't paid enough. We have to see this many payments.
Okay.
So I waited. And when I went back and called them after said amount of payments had gone through, I got, well, we haven't seen the last payment yet, which I'm like, you know, it's coming. And two, we need an agreement. We need you to sign an agreement with us. And we also need you to fill out a financial statement. Well, actually, no, they didn't tell me about the financial statement. All they said was, we need you to sign an agreement. And until you sign the agreement, we can't release your license. And I was like, sign a fucking agreement.
Agreement for what?
You take the money without me even fucking agreeing to it to begin with.
There is no agreement. They'll right. take shit.
Yeah, you just take it. So she was like, well, we need it. So I wait for this stuff, and then they send me in the mail not just the agreement, but a financial statement saying everything that I own. And I'm like, lady, I don't own anything. I don't have anything. I don't have a vehicle. I don't have a home. I don't have anything.
Yeah, because you guys took it all away.
Right, basically. So I'm like, listen, like, how many more hoops am I going to have to jump through before you give me back my license? So I fought with them. I signed everything, sent it in, and waited. Nothing. So I called in. My caseworker's on vacation. So I get the other caseworker who is covering, and he's like, oh, I don't know nothing about it. Blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, I want to speak to the supervisor. Can you please have a supervisor call me back and let me know what's going on? No phone call back from the supervisor.
Yeah, they didn't relay that message.
So I call back this last week, and I get in touch with the supervisor. And this is what made me angry. She calls me back and says, I'm so sorry that this happened to you. I'll fix this right away. What the fuck? Why did it happen to me in the first place?
Did you get an answer to that question or?
No. No. Because when I called them, I said, listen, I'm just asking, like, at this point, like, I don't even give a fuck. Like, all I'm asking for is the ability to be able to drive back and forth to work.
I mean, that's kind of an essential thing if they want you to pay child support, right?
Right.
I mean, to me, why do they take your driver's license? That makes no fucking sense. Or throw you in jail.
It's fucking stupid. They don't just take your driver's license here. They take your driver's license. They take your hunting license. They take your fishing license. And they take your ability to register a vehicle. So it's
stupid.
Yeah. It's hilarious is what it
is. Should we as fathers who, like, I pay child support. I don't now, but I used to, you know.
When, right.
When, should we? Abso-fucking-lutely. You know, yeah. That's our obligation. Now, what the woman does with it is a whole different story. However, the state, I mean, you give these people a little bit of power, these caseworkers.
Oh, yeah.
And they just wield it, man.
It goes right to their fucking head.
So, I mean, similar to, I went to a grocery store one day. And the checkout lady was allowed, because of this whole fucking coronavirus bullshit, she's allowed to make decisions on how many things I'm allowed to buy. And she thought I was buying too many. Same sort of thing. You know, she's got this power and she's going to wield it. And that's what they're doing to you. Yeah, they don't have to follow any fucking guidelines. Yeah, they have the ability to make decisions.
It's so weird. Oh, now I know what it is. It's making my screen go weird. Now I know what it is.
What is it?
Oh, I didn't realize how low it was going. What it's picking up. I have a little kind of table sitting over there. So, yeah. But yeah, that's what I went through the end of last week.
But it's awesome that you got it back. Right. Do you have the physical license back now? Or?
Oh, well, I had it to begin with. Like, they never took it. They just suspended it. And I had to go down and pay for it to get it back. This is the other fun part that happened. I went down. I paid the $50 reinstatement fee to get it back. So I go home. Check my account the next day. My account's short $50. They double charged me.
Motherfuckers.
And I had to wait all weekend for the money because the BMV is closed and my bank is closed. I'm like,
but you could drive.
But I could drive.
I mean, yeah, when it rains, it pours, right?
Yeah. So,
well, but I mean, it is a great thing that not, because now that gives you a lot more freedom. Things you can do. You can earn a better living if you want to, or you can.
Right. Or I can change things up or whatever the case may be. But the other thing that I did was I scheduled my float session. I did that tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. I am going in to float in the sensory deprivation tank. So I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and get settled. Their appointments don't start until like 10 o'clock, I guess. So I'm going in for 11. And check it out. See what happens. See how it is. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it like a half and half type thing. I'm going to do half of it with like the ambient light and the music.
I think I would do it that way the whole time, but that's
I'm gonna have him shut it off. Even if it's just for a little bit, just to see how it is. Because I guess I have control from inside the pod. So we'll see how that goes. But Robert Feliciano, Altered
States. We got somebody. I don't know what Altered States mean.
It's a movie.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's a movie. That's what he's talking about.
I'm glad to see somebody in the chat because, you know, it's been pretty bare over there the last few weeks.
Yeah. Robert's one of our regular listeners.
That's good.
Yeah. He actually popped onto my broadcast yesterday.
See, you had quite a few likes on that one.
Which one?
Little Hearts or something. I don't know if it was the bedtime stories. I think that's what it was.
Actually, like the picture that I took of myself in the fucking Cthulhu hat thing, that did huge on the page, but I can't put it on right now because I have my headset on. All right, I'd pop it on.
That's why you don't get this kind of
kind of action going on. But Robert's right. The tank was featured in the movie Altered States, the sensory deprivation tank.
Thanks, Robert Felatio.
Aren't you just a fucking asshole, Steve?
It's what it looks like to me, Feliciano.
Feliciano.
Oh, gotcha.
Not Felatio, Steve.
I like Felatio.
Are you two?
Yes.
You're like a baby that just found its penis. Like, here, everybody, look. Look at me. Dangle, 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 dangle. Fucking jackass. You got any news tonight, Steve?
Oh, shit, yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's do some fucking news.
All right.
Wait a minute, Steve. We'll do nighttime bonfire news chat with Steve.
Nighttime bonfire news chat with Steve.
I like it. Come in. Sit down by the fire.
Steve's going to... Am I allowed to start doing the news now?
Yeah, go ahead. Do the news.
All right. Is it okay if I do some legislative news?
I guess.
The legislatures are doing.
Wow. It's crazy. So I guess. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. In Oklahoma, a lawmaker proposes.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma. A lawmaker proposes a Bigfoot hunting season.
I saw this.
Yeah, so did I. A mythical, because I'm reading it, see. Mythical ape. I don't know why they always have to put mythical in there. It's not proven to be mythical yet. A mythical ape-like creature that has captured the imagination of adventurers for decades has now become the target of state lawmakers in Oklahoma. A Republican House member.
Yeah.
As if the Republicans don't have a bad enough name right now. Has introduced a bill that would create a Bigfoot hunting season. Representative, what the hell is he thinking? Representative Justin Humphreys' district includes the heavily forested, Ouachita Mountains, southeast Oklahoma, where Bigfoot festivals are held each year near the Arkansas border.
Good old Bigfoot festivals.
He wants them to issue a state hunting license and tag. Because it might help boost tourism. Establishing an actual hunting season and licensing or issuing licenses for people who want to hunt Bigfoot will just draw more people to our already beautiful part of the state, Humphrey said.
So it's a tourist thing. It's a tourist idea.
Yeah. Let's give all these tourists guns.
Yeah, send them on the movies to shoot a humanoid creature.
Send them out to shoot something that's a good idea. Like a person.
That's a great idea.
Humphrey said his
bill could possibly go wrong.
Oh, wait. His bill only allows trapping. Yes.
Would the percentage of people that I know that hunt that drink while they hunt?
the bill also would,
what could go wrong, Steve?
He also proposes to a $25,000 bounty if you actually catch one. Michael Holmes, a spokesman for Oklahoma's Department of Wildlife Conservation.
$25,000 for the fucking find of the fucking century.
Right. Micah Holmes, a spokesperson for Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation, which oversees hunting in Oklahoma, told television station KOCO that the agency uses science-driven research and does not recognize Bigfoot. That's probably going to fall on deaf ears. I forgot what newspaper that was from, so I didn't give it credit. Oh, we're probably going to get sued now. From sfgate.com. Police. A thief stole this woman's vehicle, and she had left her child in the car, in the back seat of said stolen vehicle. The thief drove back and chastised the mother for leaving the child unattended before taking off once again, police in Oregon said.
Hey.
He drives. The woman went into a grocery
store. You fucking forgot this. Yeah. I was in the process of fucking unlawfully stealing your car.
What the fuck
were you doing leaving your kid inside it?
I ain't taking no baby. The woman went into a grocery store about 15 feet from the car Saturday, leaving her 4-year-old child inside with the engine running and the vehicle unlocked, said Beaverton Police spokesperson Matt.
That's
Anderson.
A fucking great idea, too.
Right? Jesus. A store employee told authorities that the woman was in the market for a few minutes before someone began driving away with the SUV. Once the thief realized the toddler was in the backseat, he drove back, berated the woman for leaving the child unattended, told the woman to take the kid, and drove away in the stolen vehicle. He actually lectured the mother for leaving the child in the car and threatened to call the police on her.
What a guy.
He cares.
He's a stand-up thief. What can
Anderson
I say?
Said the woman did nothing wrong and was within sight of the end sound of the child. And she left the kid in the car running. That sounds great.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
And Katie and I are not sure if this is a legit story, but I did look up the website, and it is a legit website. It's WAVY.com. It's an actual news website. So.
Okay.
Giant worm's lair discovered underground in Taiwan. Speaking of, bugs, I guess it's not quite a bug.
But giant worm's lair.
A massive worm's lair has been discovered underground in Taiwan. The 20-million-year-old burrow was recently discovered by scientists who published their findings in the journal Scientific Reports.
Oh, this is an old one?
I guess. The so-called Bobbitt worm, named for John and Lorena Bobbitt. Now I see why Katie thought this wasn't.
Seriously? The fucking Bobbitt worm. Why? Because it looks like a cut-off dick?
Yes, it kind of does.
I laughed for like 5 minutes when I found this story.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, let me try to finish this. The so-called Bobbitt worm.
Yeah, you trying to finish this should be fun.
Named for John and Lorena Bobbitt, in which the Lorena cut off her husband's penis with a kitchen knife, could grow to 3 meters long, or about 9 feet. The Bobbitt worm could. The giant worm had terrifying feeding habits, according to the article. They hide in their burrows until they explode upward.
Yeah.
Grabbing an unsuspecting prey with a snap of their powerful jaws before dragging their prey down to the earth, down into the earth. Anyway, so they found this big thing. I don't know if I can finish. Ludwig Lomark, a sedimentologist at National Taiwan University and study co-author, wired that he believes the newly discovered fossil shows how invertebrates like worms were feeding on vertebrates. There's a bunch of other mumbo-jumbo scientific stuff. They found it, and it's the Bobbitt. I'm going to look up scientific reports and see if that's a legit science magazine.
I want you to dig deep, Steve. Dig deep. Find out.
It is. Nature.com. Yeah.
It's legit.
It is. Let me see if they call it the Bobbitt worm in here.
That's, yeah, that's what they do. Ask. Do they really call it that?
They do call it the Bobbitt worm.
That's
and
amazing.
It is named after the
Bobbitt. Cut-off penis worm. What fucking... What relation does a fucking... What, a 9 meter fucking worm? Is that what they said?
Well, there's diagrams and everything on this.
Have to a penis. That's fucking insanely huge.
Yeah, well, it's, you know.
Scientists with a sense of humor, I guess.
I guess the fuck so.
Anyway, you asked for news, you got news.
Oh, Steve, you're the best.
Face looks like mechanized or something, like you're...
Yeah, it's I gotta fix the light over there because I changed shit around where I got the new monitor, and I have to change like where my light source is coming from because it's a disaster right now. But hey, you get what you get, Steve. That's what you get. See, if I move like this, I'm all right, right? A little better. A little better.
Looks like you're an Android when you're too close to the camera. You know how it's like Android-y.
Right. Side of my face goes all weird. Yeah. Well, this side. Like my hand is right here. Yeah.
I like it.
Sure. Yeah, why not? It's good stuff. Good stuff, Steve. So we'll get into the meat and potatoes tonight, Steve. Of tonight's fun little episode, Cryptid Bugs.
You
love them. You enjoy them, cryptid bugs. You don't want them in your asshole, cryptid bugs. So, Steve, the first one we're going to look at tonight is the Mongolian death worm.
Remember the Mongolian? Any relation to the Bobbitt worm?
I don't. It may be that it does some of the same types of stuff, but I don't know.
I think they're right.
Is a large the Mongolian death worm. Is a large deadly creature believed to exist in the Gobi Desert in Asia. The nomadic tribes of Mongolia call it Algui Korkoi. Which translates to Bobbitt. Which translates to intestine worm. It resembles a large fat worm, 3 to 5 feet long, and dark red in color with spines on each end. It spends most of its life beneath the desert sands, but it is greatly feared and avoided whenever spotted above ground. It is said to be able to kill in several fearsome ways. It secretes a poison so powerful that merely touching it means death. It can spit a stream of corrosive venom that is lethal to anything it hits, It is also said to be able to electrocute victims from a distance through the sand.
This thing can do a lot of shit.
Amazing, Steve. No specimens or photographs exist of the creature.
Of course not.
The prominence of its legend in Mongolia was mentioned in a 1926 book by paleontologist Roy Chapman Andrews. Since the turn of the 21st century, many expeditions have been made by both independent researchers and in conjunction with TV shows. Despite gathering eyewitness interviews, extensive searches, and even setting traps, no proof of the monster has been found. Many speculate that if the monster did exist, it is more likely to be a type of snake or lizard rather than a worm. The area does have a species of both worm lizards and sand boas. But this also means that it is likely a vertebrate, and a skeleton would be left behind to be found, especially in the dry desert setting where the decomposition is slowed. Surely a carcass would have been found, but there is still argument to be made for it being a species of worm. Worms absorb oxygen through their skin, which would allow them to grow to such a great size underneath the sand. And we get some pictures here, Steve. You want to see some pictures?
I do.
Want to check out some pictures? Gotta go to my share screen. Gotta go share screen, Steve. See?
Oh, that thing's scary looking.
Some Mongolian death worm action.
Yeah.
Crazy shit. I don't know if I'd want to run into that shit. Anyhow. So on to our next little cryptid bug. The Gallinipper.
Gallinipper.
Gallinipper?
Sure.
It is a deep-rooted legend from the coast of North Carolina. North Carolina, a state Chris avoids.
A state that, you know, I enjoy, actually.
You enjoy, I avoid.
Yeah, I'm sure it's different parts of the state, though.
Yeah. It's a giant mosquito, as big as a hawk. It carries its stinger on its head that can slice through an arm and even suck all of one's blood in a single gulp, Steve. The lore was well known with loggers in the 1800s. More than the alligators and panthers, the working men feared the mosquitoes.
Well, I don't think there's a lot of alligators in North Carolina, are there?
I don't know. Stories of the Gallinipper were often exchanged at the local taverns, but the history goes all the way back to Native Americans. Iroquois who moved to the area tell tales of the giant mosquito feasting on entire armies of warriors. The Carolina Cherokee have their own version as well, describing it as more of a yellow jacket, large enough to scoop up and carry away children.
There are alligators in North Carolina.
So now you know, Steve. Now you can see this fucking weird mosquito bug thing.
Okay. That's just, yeah.
Some crazy. Hey, Steve, that's some crazy shit.
It reminds me of the War of the Worlds type thing going on there. It's maybe what the aliens would look like if they came back.
I don't know. Our third cryptid bug of the night, the Mulilo, Steve?
Mm.
It's a giant slug said to live in the dense forests of the Congo. It grows to 6 feet long and 1 foot wide and is grayish in color. It's believed to be an herbivorous and only comes out when there is a rainbow in the sky.
Okay.
It's fucking gay pride slug. Natives in the area believe these slugs are magical and capture them for medicinal purposes. Experts believe it could be a legitimate undiscovered species of slug since there are no giant species known in Africa. But it is also possible that they are just misidentified Gaboon viper, a fat and heavy venomous snake.
Probably.
Which is probably more likely, Steve. Yeah. So there's that. I mean,
They only come out when there's rainbows.
When there's rainbows, then there's some.
Where's the rainbow?
Picture. There's no rainbow. I don't know.
It's a giant snail-looking thing.
Yeah, it's just a thing.
That's not even scary.
It's a thing, Steve. I don't know what to tell you. It's a thing.
I don't know. A 6-foot slug? That thing would be bigger than me.
It would take forever to get I mean, you could outrun the damn thing. It's not like it. I mean, what's it going to do to you?
Cover me in its mucus or something? I don't know.
It would have to catch you.
Yeah. But what if you trip into it in the forest? And then you're stuck in its mucus.
You're fucked. You're fucked, Steve. You're covered in his mucus jizz. And you can't get away.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we on? Third? Fourth?
12th.
Fourth, I think. The Lufferlang, Steve, is from North American folklore. It is a giant spider with triple jointed legs, a bushy tail, and blue and blue stripes. It is believed to be part arachnid and part mammal because of its whore-like head.
That was a horrible mistake.
It's believed to be a mammal because of its whore-like head. And we all know that the whores are in the mammal kingdom.
Yeah.
I think I meant horse-like head in that instance. Oh, my God.
The lore goes that anyone who gazes upon it will surely die. Yeah, you gaze upon them whores. Its legs could carry them fast.
I could tell you, the whore likes the bobbit worm.
Its legs could carry them faster than lightning, Steve, and kill in a single bite. The only defense against it is to carry a mirror and show it its own reflection to confuse and scare it away. Yes,
you know, you somebody
just need to show a whore her own reflection.
That usually does scare them away. It scares me away if I look at them. But you know, these stories are great until rainbows and fucking mirrors. I mean, why do they have to put that shit in there?
I didn't make this shit up. Okay, I found it on the internet.
Yeah,
it must be true.
There's your big giant spiders.
I don't see any whore or horses.
Yeah. They're just big spiders. I don't know what to tell you. That's what it is. I can't help you, Steve. I can't fix these things. Okay, the last little cryptid bug we have of the evening is the Conrit, the sea serpent, is a centipede-like creature claimed to swim the oceans near Southeast Asia and Algeria. It is said to be as big as 60 feet long and several feet wide, with a dark brown back and yellow underbelly. Structured like a centipede, it has armored segments 2 feet long and 3 feet wide, with each segment having its own pair of legs. It swims with its head above water and puts off a rancid stench. Ooh. The Vietnamese regard it as a sacred water dragon.
A horror.
In the 1800s, there were many recorded sightings of the monster, and supposedly one even washed up on the beach. It was examined, but quickly dumped back out to sea because of the awful smell. Some scientists believe it could be an undiscovered species of giant crustacean, while others think it is a misidentified whale carcass with its spine exposed.
See, that one's kind of believable.
Yeah, that one dumps into
the cryptid. They tend to be, could be
in the could
be category.
Yeah,
there's definitely no mirrors and rainbows involved.
Yeah, there's no mirrors and rainbows. It's that thing.
I don't think it's that scary, but
yeah, I don't think it's that scary either.
It could be a possibility of something like that.
Right. I'm down for that. Like the ocean or water, anything like cryptid related in that, I think is more possible.
There's some weird shit under the water.
Oh, hell yeah.
Really weird looking animals down there.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
That's
Mothra's not in the water, but Godzilla. Godzilla comes out. Why does Godzilla come out of the water? I mean, that doesn't make much sense. Why is he in the water in the first place?
I don't understand it, Steve. I'm not a Godzilla connoisseur, so I can't give you the backstory, the true backstory as you were. All I can tell you is what I've seen. In the incarnations that I've seen.
What's the turtle's name?
I don't know.
You don't know the turtle's name?
I don't fucking remember.
I remember when I was a kid, we were watching the black and white versions of Godzilla. The really cheesy ones. And the turtle had rockets in its ass.
Fucking, what turtle doesn't have rockets in its ass, Steve? That's the way
these weren't even in English. They were Japanese, pure Japanese.
Have you seen the new bag of shit Godzilla versus Kong trailer? Oh, this horror dog shit movie that I was pretty sure was going to be a horror dog shit movie, but I'll watch it because I like big monster movies. There is a scene where Godzilla is using his nuclear fire breath at King Kong, and King Kong uses a humongous giant axe-like thing to deflect the fucking breath.
Yeah, but if you look back in the history of, say, Godzilla anyway, I don't know about King Kong as much, but Godzilla, it was cheesy as fuck.
Dude, I just, like, seriously, like, I know people wanted King Kong versus Godzilla, I guess. It's a fucking humongous lizard thing that breathes nuclear fire.
Yes.
And he's a giant ape.
I go back to the original Japanese, you know, showings of Godzilla and turtles with rockets in their ass. That was really stupid. But people love it. So people are going to love this too. It's not supposed to be.
Well, hey, not necessarily. Let's hold off on that whole thing because everybody thought that people were going to love Wonder Woman 1984, and that shit fucking went down the tubes.
They're still promoting that one.
They're still bashing the shit out of that movie.
I haven't seen it, but I actually would like to see that one. I like the trailer. The trailer was good.
The first one was really good. The second one?
Oh, there's more than one.
There's two Wonder Woman movies, yes. Correct. The second one, not so good.
Well, usually the second one isn't as good as the first. Superman is an exception. They were good, both of them.
Oh, it's so good. But, yeah, I did not enjoy that. I'm looking forward to there's a movie coming out in 4 days on HBO Max. The Little Things, or Little Things, with Denzel Washington, Jared Leto, and Rami Malek, and I am really looking forward to that. That looks fucking great. But it's a serial killer type movie. So I'm into that shit.
I am not. Although Denzel Washington's in it, he's, you know, he doesn't usually.
It looks really good. That's all I know. Have you checked out the Night Stalker documentary yet? Richard Ramirez on Netflix.
I don't have time.
You need to make some fucking time.
I'm working.
You work constantly. Like way the fuck too much, dude.
But I enjoy my job.
I enjoy your job, but like sit back and watch some fucking Netflix a little bit at night. Chill the fuck out. Put it on the background while you're fucking doing your shipping.
I found my Fire Stick. It was lost for a little while, so now I can maybe start watching things again. But
well, that Night Stalker documentary is great. Have you started it at all, Katie?
No, but I keep seeing stuff about it. I don't know why I haven't watched it.
Oh my god, it's so good!
What's it on?
Netflix?
Just Netflix. Oh, I don't
know. Yeah, because the thing that I like about the Night Stalker documentary is that it doesn't glorify him. The whole documentary is literally just about what the police officers, like the two lead police officers who were in charge of the overall investigation, which was hard because it crossed like multiple jurisdictions, and back then they didn't have any way to coordinate. But it follows them, and it basically like takes you through like case by case by case, like how this came in. And it doesn't, they literally rarely say his name. Like, of course, everybody knows who the Night Stalker was, but they don't say his name until the end of the documentary.
Well, because they wouldn't have known, right?
Right. So I loved the way that they did it. It was very, it built up to, you know, the end where they catch him. But, you know, all the little things, like they had this shoe print that they knew they were kept finding at every fucking crime scene. And then fucking Dianne Feinstein there in friggin' San Francisco, like went out, had a press conference and released a bunch of the information to the fucking press and the public that the police didn't want released. Like there was so much bungling done in that fucking case they had a car that they knew he was in, and it sat in impound for so long that there were no prints in the fucking thing, save like one. And by the time they got it, if they had gotten to it like long before, they would have been able to catch him. They sent surveillance. They found in the car, when they finally got to look through it, they found a card for a dentist appointment. And if they had been able to fucking have the car, they would have caught him at the dental appointment.
So why did they put the car in?
There was no explanation as to why that happened. The only explanation they gave was departmental rivalries about who wanted to solve the case.
I mean, why was the car in impound in the first place? Was it suspected in a crime?
They impounded it because he had used it.
So how did they know? I mean, it wasn't out registered to him?
They had an idea that it was him. No, he stole all of his vehicles that he drove. Okay,
that's what I wanted.
So, but it just... It just fucking, the whole thing was just a mess, an absolute mess. Like, so many more people died. Children were molested slash raped by this guy. He was all over the place. He raped and killed old ladies. He killed men, younger women. He had no preference. Oh, thank you.
It's got to even be harder to solve a crime like that, though, when there's no real rhyme or reason to who he's picking and why.
Yeah, and it just made it really hard. And the one of the lead detectives there had also been on the Hillside Strangler case. And I mean, these cases were really hard on these cops.
I'll tell you, a lot of these, and Robert in the chat brings up, you know, the Manson investigation was bungled too.
Yeah.
A lot of these high profile type cases like that are always that way because they have to be, I don't know why they get bungled like that, but a lot of the times these high profile cases are like that. Look at the fucking the little girl, Ramsey, JonBenet Ramsey. I still don't know that fucking, who fucking.
Yeah.
I mean.
And that was because of fuck ups.
Oh yeah,
it's a high profile deal.
And the crime scene was just fucking, it was destroyed.
Yeah, there's so much forensic evidence that was lost in that case. I mean, that letter was handled by too many people that they just couldn't even take. It just, it was so messed up.
Oh yeah, I completely agree. Just
maybe they, you know. Maybe at the beginning, though, the JonBenet Ramsey thing wasn't that, you know, it wouldn't have been the first moment they went in there. It wouldn't have been a high profile case at that point, but it became one. So maybe they're just,
well, that's the other thing with those
famous Maury or something out of this shit.
Those types of cases, it gets crazy. And then you have like that instance where they did that documentary. What was it, on CBS or something, where they accused the brother?
Yeah, well, that all started too, though, because of Dr. Phil. He went on the Dr. Phil show and gave the weirdest interview ever, where he was like kind of smiling and laughing, but it was like a nervous smile laugh, and everybody just took it of like, "Whoa, this kid's a psychopath." And
yeah, see that, and that's the other thing: people get tried in the court of public opinion far too fucking easily. Well, look at all these people. Old. Look at all these people who have had their lives fucking ruined. Who have been completely innocent.
Oh, yeah. That Nancy Grace does that all the fucking time to people.
Oh, that.
She does not apologize ever.
No, she doesn't care. She doesn't give a fuck. She doesn't give
a fuck at all.
No.
Yep. She's ruined a lot of people.
I'm glad she's fucking done doing that.
Right? Yeah, I don't know.
What do they have her doing now? Like a fucking Judge TV show? Oh, good.
But she, I mean, there was
slap people for not paying somebody else. Yeah, money.
That's fine. Let her do something small. And
Go shut your fucking mouth.
She's just a bitch. But
yeah.
And she didn't care. That was the problem. She just didn't care. And when she was found to be wrong, she wouldn't apologize and say, "Well, I got some wrong information. Oh, well." You know, that kind of thing. It's just fucking.
She said some, I think there was something she said. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was something about wrestlers. And she twisted some shit around like really bad and pissed off some wrestlers big time.
People you want to piss off.
I know Diamond Dallas Page was one of them that she pissed off. But it's like, woman, why do you feel the need to destroy lives? Report the fucking news. That's something that I don't get anymore. The news is not about reporting the news. It's about opinion.
It's about opinion anymore.
I was watching an interview with Shepard Smith about why he left Fox News and the fact that, you know, he had the only like core news show on Fox News, and that now they're getting rid of that segment on Fox News. Now that he's gone, they're doing away with it and going to put in another opinion show. So it's going to be that much more.
People want to watch. Apparently,
it's fucking so stupid.
But I wish there was a news network. There isn't a single news network out there that is unopinionated. They can say they are, but there isn't a single one. No matter where you fall politically,
you almost need to just type it out and have that computer voice tell it.
And even then, if you're typing out their opinions, it's still
right. It could still be fucking heavily laden with their opinions.
It's not a good.
Yeah.
Who was it? Was it Tom Brokaw? No, Dan Rather did an interview a couple of years ago, and he warned against this type of thing. You know, now I don't know what he feels about what's going on. Is he even still alive? I don't know. He did an interview, must have been 5 or 6 years ago, and he said, you know, if we start injecting opinion into the news, that what happens now is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
He was totally against it. Of course, he should be. He's a journalist.
Yeah, you should, and that's what you should be as a fucking journalist. This opinionated talking heads type news that we've all gotten so accustomed to is horseshit.
I want to see a wrestler smacking the shit out of John Stossel. I do want to see that. I'm going to have to look that up.
Did you see that we lost Larry King?
I saw that. And Hank Aaron, too.
Yeah. Lost Larry
King. Of their industry.
Larry King, fucking legendary broadcaster, interviewer. Good old fucking Larry King.
He's pretty aged. I think he was 87 or so.
Yeah, he was up there. And I watched some of his interviews, some of his more recent interviews that he was doing there. He had his little internet show he was doing. And some of them weren't that bad. You know, he still kind of had it. Like, because there was a period of time there where he was kind of like, I don't know what was going on with Larry King. He was a little, like, out there. So, but he's definitely a legend.
I thought he died years ago. I'm sorry. I did, because I haven't seen him around in a long time. And for some reason, I thought he had passed a while ago.
He left, you know, CNN, and he started doing his internet web show there. And, interviewing people that way, and yeah, I guess.
By the way, John Stossel is one of my favorites. I like watching him.
Yeah.
So
you like that shit?
Even though he got smacked by a wrestler,
he got smacked around like a little fucking whore spider.
A big little whore spider.
Sure. I'm down. Anything else going on in the world?
There's a lot going on in the world.
Let's not talk about that.
I'm trying to ignore most of it.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, I'm gonna wrap this shit up tonight, Steve.
48 minutes and 54 seconds in?
Yeah. Steve, you know, what you don't understand is that I had to change my schedule around this week. I'm going to Flow tomorrow. You know, this thing I do for the people, I do it for the people.
You know what I mean? Sure. We got two people in the chat.
Right, exactly. That's all. There's not many fucking people anymore. This fucking thing. I haven't seen Dean Cooper in fucking weeks now.
Yeah, he's
telling you, this shit's going down the tube, Steve. We're headed back down to zero. I thought that we were going to lift off a little bit, but no. No, right back down to zero. It's a bag of shit, this show.
It is.
It's a bag of fucking horseshit. Anywho, this has been the Freudian Slip, episode 172. You bug me, kid. If you like this shit, hit that little thumbs up button or a little happy hug button, the heart, but I don't know what, whatever the fuck. If it made you angry, hit the little angry button. I don't give a shit what you do. But, you know, tell us something. Leave a comment on the video. It's over now, so I won't see it live, but I'll see it afterwards. And it won't matter then. But you can leave it. So later on tonight, the show will be up on Anchor at anchor.fm/the40andslip, and also wherever podcasts may be found, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As always, check out our good friend Dreadfun at dreadfun.com and youtube.com/dreadfun. And for those of you who listen to the podcast on a podcast service, go over and like our Facebook page. My Facebook page. These two don't have fucking shit to do with it.
No.
Facebook.
I accidentally booted a post from the group, the Facebook group.
Oh, no, you did it from the group, not the like page.
But, not the page.
Facebook.com/the40andslip. You can go over and follow us or give me a like or whatever the fuck you want to do. I don't know what Facebook's doing anymore, so I couldn't fucking tell you.
Yeah,
we will be back next week with another show. I do not know what we are going to do. I may try to get in touch with Melanie Kirchdorfer and see what her schedule is looking like. I know she said she needed to wait till like the end of January. But we'll try to figure out something for next week. But until next Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, see ya!